Welcome to Section 9, where we talk about IT and information security. I'm Damian Hull.
And I'm Dorothy.
And today we're going to continue our conversation about WASA and Sysmon. I've done a whole lot with this. And if I could get this to work properly, this thing would be amazing. Because I'm seeing the configuration come together, and I just found a lab on how to do a bunch of stuff with this, walks you through the process, that the things it's supposed to be able to detect are pretty awesome. Unfortunately, I'm running into some issues with it, but we're going to get to that in a minute. First, I want to talk about the network setup that I have, and then we'll go into the lab environment that WASA has this documentation on their website. So the network is configured of a pfSense firewall, a Windows 10 system, Ubuntu 20.04 server, which is using, or I'm using that as the WASA and ElasticStack server. That's where the backend lives. And then we have an Ubuntu workstation, and I use this because I don't have to worry about licensing. And that's where I may store a few things. I use it to access the WASA web interface. I SSH into the server that way, and I can, you know, edit or configure things like the pfSense firewall. So that's why I have that. And all of these bits make up the WASA lab that we're going to talk about in a minute. So on the WASA side, we have a couple things. There's a Windows agent on the Windows 10 workstation. That's what's monitoring things on Windows 10. And then we have the WASA server backend, which again is that whole Ubuntu server piece. And then this is part of the Elastic Stack. So that's in there as well. And then there are specific rules that are in WASA on the backside. So the WASA agent takes some logs that it finds on the Windows 10 machine and sends them back to the WASA server. And then the WASA server has some rules built in to analyze those things, and that's how you get your alerts.
Are those rules already configured, or do you have to configure them?
Well, there's a couple things going on. There are some default rules in there, which there's a lot of them. Some are for Linux, some are for Windows, and they're okay, but it's not enough. So you want to add extra rules to that. Now, on the Sysmon side, this is better Windows logging for Windows. And this is installed on the Windows 10 machine, and it has a bunch of rules in there. And there are some rules you can just grab. In fact, in the WASA lab, which we're going to talk about next, it has its own set of rules you're going to use for Sysmon. It tells you where to get those. So again, in the WASA documentation, they do have, I think it's actually on their blog, they do have a lab, and it's called Emulation of Attack Techniques and Detection with WASA. So there's a Sysmon config, there's a WASA agent config to get access to the Sysmon logs and send those back to the WASA server. And then there are some WASA server alert rules. There are Sysmon, again, I said Sysmon configuration, so those are the rules. So there's a couple things here. On the Windows 10 side, and we've talked about this before, you have to log all the right things. And then on the WASA backend, you need to have the right rules to do the alerting. So what things are you going to alert on? You're not going to alert on everything, so you specify what you want in terms of what's important to your organization or what might be important to most environments, because you may take like a default or somebody else's config. When you're learning these kind of things, that's how I approach this. I've got to take somebody else's config because I don't know how to write my own. And these are going to be alerts. These are going to be Sysmon configs, you know, what to log. And then you have to test all of this because there's no evil, right? So because there's no evil, there's no way you're going to see alerts because nothing's happening, right? There may be some generic things. You log in, there's an alert, it's at level whatever. I think that comes in at like level 3 or something like that. Level 12, I believe, is when things start getting interesting. And maybe you can configure the system to send you emails at level 12. Because it clearly shows in the WASA interface the number of alerts you have at level 12 or above. And so far in my testing, most of it comes in at like level 3, well under that level 12.
So, how many levels are there?
I'm not entirely sure. So I'm going to have to look at some of this stuff to figure that out. And you configure how those alerts are going to be categorized in terms of what level they're at. But when you go through this, they actually show you how to install Atomic Red Team. Now, this is the tool you're going to use to simulate attacks on the system. And it's actually doing stuff to your Windows 10 box. So if you're not careful, it's going to trash that Windows 10 box and make it unusable, which is normal. So you're not going to do this on a production Windows 10 system. You're going to do it on a test system. Now, all of the stuff that I'm doing is inside of our VMware environment, so I'm not going to be damaging an actual machine. This is a lab environment. I'm okay with testing it this way. So when you run your Atomic Red Team attacks, and it has ones picked out in the lab, so you don't have to think about what to do with this. You walk through this thing step by step. It actually runs the attack. Things are happening. And if you look in Event Viewer on the Windows 10 system, because that's where Atomic Red Team is installed, and that's where the attacks are happening, you can see them in there. They're in the logs. And then you can see things happening on the server side, and that's kind of interesting. What's not so cool is that the attacks that are happening on the Windows 10 machine don't really show up on the WASA side. So when I look at the logs, when I look at the web interface, all the alerts and everything that's on there, I don't see everything I'm supposed to be seeing. So again, if we think about how this works, and this is the interesting part, and I think this is where you really have to have people who understand how, because WASA is like a SIEM solution, it's a endpoint detection and response package. But when you're talking about detection, the system, the engineering of the system itself, forget about, you know, the evil itself. When you're thinking about how that works as a system, you have Windows 10, you have what the WASA agent, and then you have the WASA backend. And so there's communication between the WASA agent and the WASA server. And all of that has to work seamlessly. Because if it doesn't, then you're never going to see anything on the WASA backend. The detection is never going to happen. There may be things happening on Windows 10, but if the WASA agent isn't communicating with the WASA server, you're never going to know because nothing's being reported. The WASA backend, which is where you're going to get your alerts, is going to be empty. So I know the WASA agent is talking to the WASA server because I see it being registered as an agent. I can see the workstation name in there, and I can see some logs. Where things get a little weird is when we add in Sysmon. And when Sysmon's added to the mix, it doesn't seem to be working. That piece seems to be broken. Sysmon on the Windows 10 box itself is working. I know that much because I can look at Event Viewer, look at the Sysmon log, and I can see stuff in there. So locally on the Windows 10 box, it's working just fine. But I can't tell if the Sysmon logs are being sent to the WASA server. Because one of two things is happening. Either the logs never make it to the WASA server, or the rules I have in place that are coming from the lab instructions, because they have rules for Sysmon, they have rules for WASA. And so on the WASA side, there's custom alerts you make for the attacks you're trying to run with Atomic Red Team. So you log all the Atomic Red Team attacks on the Windows 10 system. WASA agent sees all that, picks it up and sends it over to the WASA server. And then the WASA server is supposed to analyze that with your custom rules that you have for those specific attacks.
So I have questions. First of all, do you think that is because you don't know how to look for that evil? Or do you think that perhaps because Sysmon is on the Windows and whatever is happening in Windows is being sent to WASA and it doesn't need to show the Sysmon part of it? So, or you know, like, what is it that, you know, maybe the agent needs to let it go through in a way that doesn't have to identify it for the alerts to show? Or?
Well, we're not going to get about specifics because I don't know specifics. I don't have any specifics, right? So this is all black magic. We don't know. Mm. But what I do know is that you have to run Atomic Red Team to generate the evil. That evil shows up on the Windows 10 logs, in the Sysmon logs. It's there. So I know Sysmon is catching that. What I don't know is if the WASA agent is sending those logs to the WSA server. I have no idea. There is a configuration you add to the WSA agent to recognize the Sysmon logs and send them across. Is that working? I have no idea, because there's no way to double check and verify. So the thing that you have to understand about these kinds of environments is that there's multiple pieces to this. It's not one piece, it's multiple pieces, right? The WSA agent, the Sysmon, the backend, the alerting rules. There's a lot of stuff that has to be just right in order for this to work.
So does your configuration, I know there was a piece that you talked about last show that you needed to do something with Sysmon for WSA to see it. So could it be that maybe there's something in the configuration that's not turned on?
So I have all the same configurations coming from the lab instructions.
So all the configurations that you were talking about a minute ago about the Windows login Sysmon and WSA and the backend and everything, that comes with the lab that has also Atomic Red Team, correct?
Correct. So the lab that comes from the WSA blog that somebody wrote and put it on the website, it has the Atomic Red Team instructions, it has the WSA instructions, it has the Sysmon instructions, it has all of that.
And then our system in our lab has the specific requirements that the machines need to be able to process all of this?
All the stuff is there.
Okay.
So whatever, there is something broken. That's all I can tell you. Mm. Something's broken. Where is it broken? I have no idea. And the reason I have no idea is because there doesn't seem to be a way to double check and verify that the logs on the Windows side are making it to the WSA backend, the WSA server. I have no way of knowing that. If I knew that the logs were making it, then I could say, okay, the logs made it to the other side. Then
the alerts a sign that the logs made it?
No, because if the alert rules aren't being read correctly, then it wouldn't matter.
So let me ask you this. You were talking about you got to have the right rules on all of it for it to be able to match, for example. Like you can't have one rule on the Windows logs and one rule on the WSA and one rule on Sysmon, right?
Hold on. So the Sysmon rules are their own thing.
Right.
But you have to log the right things. Right. So Sysmon's configured perfectly.
Okay.
I know that's working.
But it's configured to match what you want to catch on the Windows logs.
Hold on. Sysmon's configured perfectly. I'm happy with Sysmon. I don't care about Sysmon anymore. What I care about is the WSA agent, and I care about the WSA backend. Because when I run Atomic Red Team on the Windows 10 box running Sysmon, everything's fine. Where things go wrong is on the WSA side. So the WSA agent is either not getting the information from Sysmon and sending it over, or the Sysmon or the WSA alert rules are not working. My custom alert rules are not working. But I can't tell where the mistake is.
So you double check both configurations.
They're all perfect.
So let me ask you this. Is it one of those things like, you know, you can have the configuration, but there is something else that you need to do to apply it or to turn it on or what have you?
There was nothing in the instructions to say that. Now, one thing that I will say about Atomic Red Team and Windows 10, and this could potentially be an issue, but it's not in the lab. In order for you to even install Atomic Red Team, you can do everything else. But in order for you to install Atomic Red Team on Windows 10, you have to turn off Windows Defender. Like you have to turn off all of it. And if you go into the settings, the Windows security settings, that's not enough. So I'm not sure if I'm missing something somewhere where Windows Defender is preventing something from happening. I'm not entirely sure. But I can say that by going in there and turning it all off, I'm able to install Atomic Red Team. Works just fine. I'm able to see evidence of evil in the logs, the right evidence of evil in the logs. again, where things get weird is, why don't I see that evidence in Wazaa on the back end? You know, when I go to the web interface to see all of this, it's not there.
So I have another question. So you turn off Windows Defender to install Atomic Red Team, correct?
Yes.
Then once that is installed, are you turning Windows Defender back on?
You want Windows Defender completely gone, because what you're trying to do is generate evil. And Windows Defender is going to prevent that evil from happening. You want the evil to be there because you want the evil in the logs. If Windows Defender catches that, it's not going to be in the logs. You're not going to see that.
Could it be that maybe Windows 10 turn on Windows Defender on its own?
No. Because I have it on the Windows 10 logs. I see it there.
Okay, so you're able to see that it's off.
No, I see evidence of evil in the logs. So again, the evil's there.
Right, it's just not on the Wazaa end.
It's not on the Wazaa end. So this is something that I want people to understand. When you're trying to do certain things in IT, and when you're starting out, things are straightforward. The reason why they're straightforward is because people ask you straightforward questions. Configure a Windows 10 workstation. What do? You put in the applications, you join it to the domain, you make sure the user can log in, you make sure they can check their email. It's all straightforward. When you start moving up in IT, things get a little bit more complicated, because now what you're asking people to do it, you know, in those higher levels, your job changes. Your job is no longer looking at one thing. Is the application installed? Yes or no? Yes, it is. Okay, I'm done. When you move up, the question becomes, are things connected? So now you have a couple of things you're supposed to look at. A client and a server. And so your client has to be configured properly, and the server has to be configured properly, and the communication has to happen properly between the two. That's when things get a little tricky, because now you have client configuration and you have server configuration. And are the two matching up? Are the two communicating the way that they're supposed to?
So that's what I was going to say. Whenever you told me if there is a service, there's got to be, you know, a client and there's got to be a server and they need to communicate. So if the Wazaa is a server, and, you know, and you have the agent configured, how could it not be a way to double check and verify that they're communicating?
Maybe there is, but I don't know what that is. Because once you have your configuration in there, and once you do what you're supposed to, then it's like, okay, well...
Yeah, in order for you to see if it's working is to send the evil over, and then it would show. But I mean, there's got to be a way to test that communication.
So there is a configuration on the Wazaa backend that's supposed to be, I think it's on the Wazaa backend. There's a way to get it to log everything. And what that means is you're going to have all the things logged, but it's not going to follow the alert traffic or the alert rules. So typically what will happen, if I understand it correctly, the only thing that you're going to see in the Wazaa web interface when you log into that and look at alerts, is the alerts. So if there's a rule written that generates an alert, that's all you see. There may be other things in the logs that never show up on the web interface.
Because you don't have a rule for the alerts.
Correct. So what I would love to be able to do is see everything. Because if I can see everything, then maybe the things I want to see are there. It's just not reading my alerts properly, right? Like the rules are not being read properly. Because that could be a thing. It could be that the right information is on the Wazaa server. It's just that the rules are broken. They're not working. So if those rules are not working, then that's an area I can focus on. But I can't tell which side's broken because I have no evidence of anything.
Can you turn it all on to see it and then turn it off and see? That may be the one thing that maybe you have to have it turned on to see everything. And then once you turn it off, it just keeps only the alerts that you need? Or
no.
Okay.
So it's supposed to analyze the logs, generate those alerts, and then show them to you.
Okay.
But I I don't know enough to be able to understand why this isn't working. Because in the lab documentation, they show you a picture of the screen that you would see with the alerts in Wazaa.
So you know what you're looking for, you're just not seeing it on your end.
No. No, not even close. So I know something is making it there. I know some rules are working. I just can't get the rules that they have defined in the lab to work properly. So none of this is making any sense to me because I followed it exactly the way they say.
How updated is this lab? Is it recent?
It's recent.
So it's not like there could be an update or a change or what have you.
Well, maybe there is. I don't know. Mm. But the lab document that they wrote is really recent. So it's not like it was done 2 years ago.
I would reach out to them and find out if...
You have to just work with the community. You can't, there's no like tech support.
Well,
you
no,
can call.
That's what I'm saying. I would reach out to the community and say, hey, I'm experiencing this. Anybody else has had this issue? And if so, how did you resolve it? I mean.
Yeah, I've asked some questions on Reddit. There's actually a Wazaa group on Reddit. Mm. So I've sent a question to that group and hopefully I get something back because I did get a response to somebody else who said, hey, I went through that. It works. But mine's not working.
Okay.
And this, where it's broken, makes no sense. I copied the configuration exactly as it is in the thing, and I did it multiple times to make sure I didn't mess something up. I even rebuilt the server, thinking, okay, maybe my server's not working properly. Mm. And I get the same result. Every time I do it, I get the exact same result. None of the information I should be seeing shows up in the Wazaa web interface. There are no alerts for the attacks I'm running. Mm. And the ones I do get, they're generic ones. So I should be seeing alerts at level 10, and I don't get that. And there's actually IDs for the different attacks that you do. So the cool thing about Atomic Red Team is it's based on the MITRE ATT&CK framework, which kind of, we're gonna look at that at some point. But that's a way of categorizing different kinds of attacks, and they have numbers in there that you can use for attack types or specific attacks. And so you punch those in, it runs the attack, you see it in the Windows logs, but it never shows up in Wazaa. So lots of cool things here. I really like what I'm seeing so far. I'm just super disappointed that I don't see the alerts on the Wazaa.
What happened? Yeah.
And so it's like, well... If this is something that people need to understand. If you're new to this kind of thing and you're trying to do this yourself or you think you got it all figured out, unless you've done a test with something like Atomic Red Team, you're never going to know whether or not the rules you've applied or the configurations that you have in your SIEM, in your EDR are working. There's no way for you to know that. Because until you run an attack and see that in the logs and see it in your SIEM or your EDR solution, there's no way to know that it's working.
Does the lab show you examples of what to look for when it comes to evil?
Yeah.
Okay.
It shows you that. There's a picture.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, for someone like me, I don't know that I'd be able to identify it just by looking at it because I don't have that kind of experience. So that's what I'm saying is identifying the evil is important.
And there are other Sysmon and Wazaa configurations out there that are really, really good. So I'm going to put links in the show notes to that so that we can take a look at those things.
You're going to put a link on the lab?
For the whole thing. All of it's going to be in there because this is way complicated. There's no way you can talk about these things in a podcast and explain all the details. There's just no way. And the configuration for Sysmon, the one that I would actually use in a production environment, somebody's got one for that, and it's hundreds of lines long. And the one for the Wazaa backend, it's hundreds of lines long. So they're covering a lot of things that I think, especially for smaller organizations, would be amazing to have if I could get this thing to work properly. There's something about this particular setup I have that is not quite right. And I followed everything they had in that document, and it is not working. So I'm going to have to go and try to get help from somebody somewhere it's really hard to try to create documentation for something like this because everybody's going to do things slightly different. And maybe there's a step that's not included in the documentation that I'm missing. But there is also a video that I'm going to include as well, a YouTube video that walks through something similar. It's not the exact, this person's not using the Wazaa lab, but he does have a Wazaa Sysmon configuration and he walks through the process and it is very similar to the Wazaa documentation that I'm using for the lab. And his works, mine does not. And the reason why I say that the documentation is good is because now I have two places that are using practically identical documentation or configurations, and it's not working for me.
Have you tried doing the second configuration of this guy on a second lab?
I've recreated the lab several times over. It doesn't work. It just does not work. His configurations are similar to the ones that come from the Wazaa config or the Wazaa documentation. So the pieces I need, or I think I need, are exactly the same. So it's like, well, if they're the same, why doesn't it work? So
yeah, I have a tendency to think, and this is me, process of elimination. You know, like when 10 people tell you duck, you check your bum for feathers. So it's more like if you have two configurations from two different sources that are similar and neither one of them work, then it's something you've done. Maybe. Something that you're missing, you know, and like you said, sometimes people will assume that you know a step, so they don't put it in because they're like, oh, common sense, everybody knows this, right? And they may not have put a step in there that they're assuming you know, and you may not.
Yeah, and so I'm going to have to figure out what's missing because it's super frustrating to get this far and see all these cool things happening on the Windows 10 side. And none of that, or almost none of that, is showing up on the Wazaa backend.
Yeah.
So if anybody has ever tried this, we're going to put links in the show notes. If you've tried this, if you have a solution to this, you know why it's not working, please let us know because, boy, I'm like right on the edge of making this work and it is not working. But I think that's it for now. If you have any comments or questions, send us an email at support@section9.us. If you want to take a look at our show notes, I'm going to have links to all this stuff. That's going to be on our website. And if you haven't subscribed to our show, please do so. And thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening.